For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we give our ears to listen to the Word of God and our hearts to hear what the Word of God is saying to us. Thank you, Lord, for wisdom and mercy and revelation that we receive from studying your Word. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we're looking at Thy Faith Hath Made Thee Whole. So we're going to have a look and see what the scripture says about this. Thy faith hath made thee whole. So what we're looking at are examples in the scripture of people being healed on their own faith, which is the best way, praise the Lord, is use your own faith that God has given you. So people being healed on their own faith. Have a look at Mark 5, 24 to 34. Mark 5, 24 to 34. And the scripture says, "And Jesus went with them, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And his disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague.'" Praise the Lord. This is an example in scripture of someone whose faith moved them, whose faith motivated them to go and take their healing from the Lord Jesus. Now, this woman had obviously known that Jesus was known to be a healer, that people were being healed by Jesus, his ministry, which was one of healing ministry. He healed many people. So she came to him and knew in herself, she knew that even if she would touch but his clothes, she said, and notice it says, "For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.'" So that's what she believed and that's what she said. "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." She wanted healing, and she was something that she strongly desired, because she suffered with this thing for 12 years. It says in the scripture, so the woman would have been very much vexed, I dare say, by that condition, 12 years in that state. And had spent all that she had, and the physicians weren't able to help her. And she'd heard of Jesus. People were being healed by Jesus in his ministry. So she said, "If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole." Notice that she didn't wait to stand in a prayer line. She went and used her faith. Her faith obviously was quite strong. She went up and she just touched the hem of his garment to get her healing. And what did the Lord Jesus say? Because he knew that the healing virtue had gone out of him. It wasn't just like somebody just brushed against his clothes, which obviously there was a lot of people doing because the disciples said that. But it's somebody who actually took the healing power out from Jesus. They took the virtue, the healing virtue from Jesus, because the scripture describes it that there went virtue out of him and healed them all. So his healing virtue, she took it by touching the hem of his garment, and that was the way she connected with the power of God. She went out and she touched the hem of his garment to connect her with the power of God, and she used her faith to do it. And notice that the Lord, when he knew of it, after she told him, he said, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole." Notice that it was what she did using her faith that got her healed. And that's an example in Scripture of someone being healed from using their own faith. Their own faith. They put it into operation to take something of the Lord. They used their own faith, and Jesus said it, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." So that's something for us to take into our hearts and think on, that if this woman did it and used her faith to be healed of that plague that had been plaguing her for 12 years, she used her faith to be healed of that. But not only healed of it, she was actually restored fully. It says, "Be whole of thy plague." So whatever was missing, whatever was broken, was restored to her. So it was obviously a complete work in her body, being made whole. So whatever else that condition had done to her, she was made whole of that. And she was made whole of her own faith, the Lord said. "Thy faith hath made thee whole." So if this woman did that, we also can do that. Specifically, use our own faith that God has given to us in our hearts. We have faith in our hearts as a born-again person. So the faith was used to see this woman made whole. And that's what the Lord Jesus said specifically there. "Thy faith hath made thee whole." If we go to Mark chapter 10, let's read verses 46 to 52. Mark 10, verses 46 to 52. And the scripture says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good cheer, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." So what did the Lord say? Again, the same thing that was said to the woman. "Thy faith hath made thee whole." What did this man do? Well, like the woman, he was bold in taking from the Lord Jesus. He didn't wait there for someone to come and find him. He was loud and he made himself heard, and he wanted to have the mercy of the Lord. As soon as the scripture tells that he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out. He heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. He began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." And when he was told to be quiet, he cried the more loudly so that the Lord would hear him. And notice that the Lord heard him and told him to come forward, demanded that he be brought to him. And then he asked him specifically what he wanted. He asked him what he wanted. So the man there had the chance to tell the Lord exactly what he wanted. Exactly what he wanted. And he was specific in that. "Lord, that I might receive my sight." So he wanted that from the Lord. And what did the Lord say? "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. So Jesus said that it was the man's faith in Jesus that had made him whole. He used his faith. This man had faith. We have faith. The woman who was healed of her plague, she had faith. And she used her faith to take from the Lord. So did this man. He couldn't see, but he used his voice and he yelled loudly. And then he told Jesus specifically what he wanted. And Jesus said that his faith hath made him whole. So he used his faith. And we also can use our faith. It worked for these people. It worked for them. They used their faith and it worked for them. So we also have faith, and we are no different. We have faith also to be used. Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." So we can do likewise. Go to Jesus, take what we want, tell the Lord what we want. Tell the Lord of it. Tell the Lord of it and receive of the Lord. And think that he's saying to you, "Thy faith hath made thee whole. Thy faith hath made thee whole." Just like he did to these people who used their faith and received their healing from the Lord. Let's look in Romans 4. Verses 16 to 21 in Romans 4. Verses 16 to 21. The scripture says, "Therefore it is of faith, that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform." Now here's an example for us to follow. Abraham, if we look at the way he acted, what he did, and And the Bible says in Galatians 3:14 that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith, it says. So if we look at what Abraham did, he considered not his own body now dead, the scripture says. 100 years old, the scripture says. He considered not his own body now dead. And he calleth those things which be not as though they were. He calleth those things which be not as though they were. So there's some important things for us to understand so that we can do the same thing. He considered not his own body now dead. Consider not your own body, whatever situation, whatever ailment is in the body, consider not your own body. Consider not, like Abraham did, consider not your own body. Consider not. That's what the Lord, that's what Abraham did. And calleth those things which be not as though they were. Calleth those things which be not as though they were. If there's an ailment in your body, call it healed. Call it whole. Call it restored. Because you're following the biblical example there. Calleth those things which be not as though they were. That's what Abraham was doing. Whenever he used his name, for instance, Abraham, the father of many nations. The father of many nations. And he believed it. He believed it. The scripture says, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. So you stagger not at the promise of God through unbelief. But be strong in faith, giving glory to God. And also through taking the word of God into your heart, you become fully persuaded that what he had promised, God has promised, he was able also to perform. So if you consider not your own body now dead, which you're doing what scripture shows, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. This is what the Bible teaches us to do. So this is the way God wants us to behave. He wants us to act. If there's an ailment in your body, call those things which be not as though they were. Put that law into action of sowing and reaping. You're sowing the right things. Your death and life is in the power of the tongue. Put it into operation. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Start putting that into operation. Calleth those things which be not as though they were, and consider not your own body now dead. That's putting your faith into practice. And like those people that we just read of, the woman with the plague, Bartimaeus, who was healed of his blindness, consider not your own body, because if they considered their body, they wouldn't have acted out and reached out to take their healing from the Lord Jesus. So you need to believe that the Lord is able to do it. And the Bible tells us that he is able to do it. He is the healer. The scripture says that he is the healer. I am the Lord that healeth thee. The scripture tells us that. So he's able to do it. So we consider not our own body. Now if we go to Hebrews 12 verses 2 and 3. Hebrews 12 verses 2 and 3. What does it tell us to consider? If we're not to consider our own body, what are we to look at? What are we to think on? What are we to focus our mind and our attention on? Hebrews 12, 2 and 3, the scripture says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So what should we consider? We should consider him. Who should we consider? Him. Consider him. Look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Consider not your own body, but consider Jesus. Consider him. Get your attention on the Lord and on his word. Focus on him. Focus on him. He tells us that. He tells us that. Yes. So you get your mind off your body. Get your mind off your ailment. Put it onto the Lord Jesus. Consider him the author and finisher, and look to him, the author and finisher of our faith. So consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. So the Lord knows that this is important to do that. It'll keep us with strength in our soul. So you consider him, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. So it will be a source of strength to you to think on the Lord Jesus and consider him, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. So consider Christ and his faithfulness. Let's look at Acts 10:38. Let's think about the Lord Jesus and what he did. Acts 10:38. The scripture says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So that's what the Lord Jesus did. And do you know, he's still the healer today. He's still the healer today. He is still the healer. So consider that. Consider that he heals people from oppression. Consider that. Consider that he still does good today. Because the Bible tells us that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, doesn't it? In Hebrews. Right. Hebrews chapter 13, it tells us that. So consider him. He's still the healer today. Consider him. Consider the Lord Jesus, who is still the healer today. He's your healer. He's your healer. You let him be your healer. You let him be the one who restores you to wholeness. So consider him. Let's go to John 5, verses 1 to 9. John 5, verses 1 to verse 9. The scripture says, after this there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me." Jesus saith unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed, and walk." And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Do you notice here that the man obviously had faith enough to get him to the pool of Bethesda, faith enough to make an effort to get into the water, but he wasn't able to get in because of his condition. And what the Lord did here was the Lord said to him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And the man used his faith in Jesus, in the words of the Lord, to, on his own faith, get up and be healed. So all it took was for the Lord to say that, and that was enough for the man to use his faith and believe. It's like Peter and John at the temple gate. Beautiful, if you remember that. The man who had never walked, he was lame from birth. When they said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk," the man did the same thing because he believed that the power of God was in effect. And at that command, the power of God, he used his faith in it. So at this command of the Lord Jesus, the man took hold of that by faith and got up and walked. After 38 years of being lame, of being impotent, after 38 years, the man got up immediately. He was made whole, took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. So notice that the man believed that. He took hold of that command of the Lord to get up, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And he was made whole at the command of the Lord. And do you know what? He used his faith, praise the Lord. So we all have faith to use. And praise God, God has provided ways for us to be healed, whether it's asking someone to lay hands on you, which is scriptural. Mark 16, "In my name shall they lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." Or you ask for the elders of the church to be anointed with oil, which is scriptural in James 5. If you notice there, it says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and be anointed with oil and let them pray." You can ask the elders of the church to pray for you. Or you can just use your own faith and believe the word of God. Believe that the Lord is still the healer today, because the scripture says, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." And believe what the scripture says, that if you ask anything in my name, that God hears you. God hears you. And that you have the petition that you desired of him. So you see, God's provided ways for us to be healed. And, you know, he's given us faith to use. And he wants us to grow up. To grow up. He wants us to stand strong in faith, use our own faith. To use our faith to be healed. You see, if you ask for the elders of the church, that's still using your faith. If you ask someone to lay hands on you, that's still using your faith. But if you grow up in the Lord, you can use your own faith to be healed, because your faith is enough to do it. It's enough to do it. It worked for the woman. It worked for Bartimaeus. It worked for this man. Your faith is enough to do it. Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." Your faith is enough to do it. Have a look in Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28 in Matthew 15. 21 to 28. And here in Matthew 15, verses 21 to 28, it says, "Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Now this is a situation that demonstrates the power of faith. Now this woman was obviously not an Israelite. She was a person of Canaan. But what did she recognize? She recognized the lordship of Jesus Christ and acknowledged it, and recognized and confessed her belief that he was the healer. So she called him Lord and confessed that he was able to heal. She was also bold in her demonstration of faith also. She cried unto him and was not put off, even when the Lord answered her not a word. Now that takes great faith. The Lord answered her not a word. And when he did answer her, he said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And that still didn't put her off. She still wasn't put off. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Again, he says, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. How about that? She was called a dog and it still didn't put her off. Still didn't put her off. She says, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Great faith. Great faith. And that's why he said, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. See, she was not put off. A woman who was not even of Israel. And she was not put off when the Lord didn't answer her, when he told her it's not for her people, it's not for her, because she wasn't of Israel. But she demonstrated her faith in the Lord Jesus, in believing that he's the Lord and he's the healer. And of course he is God. He is God. He is Lord. And she took it, the healing virtue of the Lord, because he's a merciful God and he loves people and he loved this woman. And, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Now that takes great faith. That takes great faith. See, she didn't get offended. She didn't get put off. She kept pressing in after a rebuff. She kept pressing in. That takes great faith. And if she can do it, we can do it. We can do it. So great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. These are all people that we can follow the example that they did. They received of the Lord. If we understand and copy, take note of what they did. They were bold, if you notice that. They believed in the healing power of the Lord Jesus, even when there was discouragement from others. They believed in the healing virtue and power, and they believed that it could come into their life and do a work for them. So they demonstrated and used their faith, their belief. So we also have that same faith. We can take from the Lord and think the Lord says to you, "Thy faith hath made thee whole. Great is thy faith hath made thee whole. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Now you're a child of God. He loves you. You have a covenant with the Lord. He does not want to see you in sickness. He does not want you to suffer in sickness. Because Jesus bore your sicknesses. He bore your ailments. It says that in the scripture, in Matthew 8:17, he took it upon himself. He doesn't want to see you suffer and continue on in sickness and disease when Jesus has bore it, and there's no point in you bearing it as well when Jesus has already done it. Have a look in Mark 6, verses 1 to verse 5. Mark 6, verses 1 to verse 5. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, "From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him? But even such mighty works are wrought by his hands. Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, "A prophet is not without honour, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them." So you see there that in his home place, only a few sick folk were healed. Only a few, not many, only a few. Only a few were healed there. Why? Why? It says there because he could there do no mighty work. He couldn't do any mighty works there. Why? Because there was a brick wall of unbelief there. There was that wall of unbelief and offence at him. And that will stop the work of the Lord. He cannot do his work when there is offence and unbelief there. So the only people that were healed were a few sick folk. Obviously, those were the ones that had enough faith to believe. Someone had faith in operation there to believe that Jesus was able to do it. But if a person has unbelief and offence in the Lord, he cannot work. It doesn't say that he would not. It says he could not. He could not. So you need to use your faith. Faith is essential for the Lord to work in our lives. Faith is necessary, and it is essential for us to receive of the Lord. He will never impose his will upon anybody who doesn't want the will of God at work in their lives. And he can't do that. He can't. He can't do a mighty work in somebody's life if there's offence and unbelief. Because he's a just and righteous God, and he's given people a free will, and he's given people faith, and if he's going to do anything for you, you have to use your faith to take it from the Lord. So have a look at Matthew 8. Matthew 8. And let's read verses 5 to verse 10. And the scripture says, "And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marvelled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And if you look at verse 13, he says, And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. So here is an example of faith put into action where the word of the Lord was enough for the man's servant to be healed. So the man used his faith in the word of the Lord, didn't need him to come, and he used his faith for somebody else also. So the man had enough faith, and the Lord said great was his faith. He said he had not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So great faith. But the man who explained to Jesus that he also, his word had authority, and that he had authority, his word had authority to command soldiers. He understood that the word of Christ had authority over the sickness and disease, so that he demonstrated his faith, he used his faith, and Jesus said, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. That's like, thy faith hath made thee whole. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. But it's like he said to that woman with the daughter, Thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And this man, we are in a situation where we have the words of the Lord. You know, we don't have the Lord Jesus Christ physically here with us now, that we can go to the Lord Jesus and have a hand laid on us by the Lord Jesus. But we have his word and authority given to us. Authority to use our faith. Authority to lay hands on the sick. We have his word given to us. And his word is enough. Our faith is enough to be healed, to receive from the Lord. Let's look at James 5 to finish off with James 5, verses 14 to 16. So it's up to us to take the word and understand its authority and apply it to ourselves. Take it like that man did. Take it like that man did for his servant. We take the word of God and understand that this word has authority and power. God has given his power in his word, so that there's no power that's waned from the Word of God. It is just as powerful now as it was when it was spoken forth and put down by the hand of the prophets. It just as much power. It will never lose its power. Never, never lose its power. And our faith also is powerful, because remember, Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." So it's putting your faith in the Word, in the virtue, in the power of God. Have a look at James 5. We'll finish off verses 14 to 16. James 5, verses 14 to 16, which says, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." And that is one way that you can receive your healing. It's a scriptural way. It's not the only way. Notice in verse 15 says, "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." So what is here? Whether you're receiving from the Lord by having the anointing of oil, or having hands laid on you, or doing the prayer of agreement with another believer for your healing, there's something that needs to be present. Or whether you're just standing on the Word of God, using your faith in the Word, there's something that needs to be present, and without it, you won't receive from the Lord. It is faith. "And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him." So the faith is essential. The prayer of faith, the prayer of faith is necessary. And we have faith. It is the prayer of faith which saves the sick. So believe in the Lord. Believe that he is as powerful now as he ever was. His virtue is still available to us. The healing virtue of the Lord is still available to us. So let's now say a confession of faith together. Let's say a confession of faith together now. I am healed.
I am healed.
I am strong.
I am strong.
The Lord bore my sicknesses.
The Lord bore my sicknesses.
He carried my diseases.
He carried my diseases.
By his stripes.
By his stripes.
I was healed.
I was healed.
I am healed now.
I am healed now.
Of all my ailments.
All my ailments.
From the top of my head.
To the soles
of my feet.
The soles of my feet.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Let's close in prayer and wait upon the Holy Ghost. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and thank you, Lord, for the healing power of the Lord, which has been given to us. We thank you, Lord, that Jesus is our healer. We are healed. We thank you, Lord, for the Word of God. The Word of God is health to all our flesh. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Word of God, which hasn't faded. It is full of power. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us faith, and as the scripture says, be it unto us according to our faith. Be it unto us according to as we believe. As we believe. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing us. Thank you for making us strong. Thank you for making us strong. Thank you that we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13, we are redeemed from the curse of the law. Redeemed from it. We thank you, Lord. We wait upon the Holy Ghost.